For all daring explorers. And for Mr. Barry, of course. G. McSee. I like well to be in the company of explorers. J. M. Barry. From quiet homes and first beginning, out to the undiscovered ends, there's nothing worth the wear of winning, but laughter and the love of friends. Hilaire Belloc.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Peter Pan and Scarlet by Geraldine McCorkran. Read by Tim Curry.
Chapter 1. The Old Boys. I'm not going to bed, said John, which startled his wife. Children are never ready for bed, but grown-ups, like John, are usually hankering for their pillows and eiderdowns from the moment they finish dinner. I'm not going to bed, said John again, and so ferociously that his wife knew he was very frightened indeed. You've been dreaming again, haven't you? She said tenderly. Such a trial. John scrubbed at his eyes with his knuckles. I told you, I never dream. What does a man have to do to be believed in his own house? His wife stroked his shiny head and went to turn down the bedclothes. And there, on John's side of the bed, something bulged up through the coverlet. It wasn't a hot water bottle or a teddy bear or a library book. Mrs. John folded down the sheet.